Is a Mishnah v'ha'koydech kolshu chayiv. And if you koydech, Rashi says, what's called koydech? Noikiv eitz oyevim b'koysel. You hollow out a small hole in the wall. Either it's a stone or else it's eitz. Is kolshu z'trashi akula koy. This is the shear for all the melechas binyan of the Mishnah. Amesosis u'makrapatish v'matzad v'koydech. Whether smoothing out the stones, whether knocking the stone out of the har, whether making a hole, it's all the yisr of binyan is the nisr of a kolshu. Any little bit you make, you chayif a binyan. So the Mishnah zeh klal, this is the klal of binyan. Kola oisim malocha, somebody that makes a malocha on Shabbos, or malachta miskayem is b'Shabbos, but that's a taitch of binyan, that what you did is miskayim will stay. Not something that's going to fall down right away. That's not called a binyan. A binyan means you made something that could stay and it'll last. Then you chayif. So Rashi, kol hoisem locha malachta miskayemis, sheyesh miskayemis kiyotze boi, v'yein moisef aleha. But you leave it the way it is. Not just, not like I said, not that it'll fall down otherwise. But it's considered you finished it. You leave the kli the way it is. You don't have to do anything more to it. That's a malachas binyan. B'shabes Rashi, oisem locha koi. Right, Reb Mishnah, Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Af Hamaker Bekruna Salasadin, B'Shas Melocha Chayiv. Again, Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Af Hamaker Bekruna Salasadin. Somebody that hits the hammer itself, Alasadin, means Sadin means the piece of wood that is working on. B'Shas Melocha is Chayiv. He's Chayiv for that. B'Vnei Shukim Misakim Melocha. The Chur is like a Makav Patish. It's called you be Misakim the Melocha. But it's here you're fixing the hammer. Because when you're banging with a hammer, sometimes the top of the hammer comes a little bit crooked or gets a little bumpy. It's not smooth. So while you're using the hammer to work with, you take out and you bang the hammer once on a straight piece of metal to straighten out the hammer. So that's also called you be misakin malocha and you chayi for that. You're not banging to make a kli right now. El al asadin. You're only banging on the plain piece of metal, which is to straighten out the hammer itself. The Gemara will explain what you be misakin, what's the maklapatish here, and the shalom, what's the maklaikas of Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakama. Like, why does Shimon Gamliel meisif more than the Tanakama? Tanakama also said yichai for maklapatish. Mashma, according to Tanakama, this is not called maklapatish. Because if Shimon Gamliel is the one that's saying, when you bang the hammer a la krunis on the flat surface, you also chayif. Maka kurnis ala sabna on the flat surface, also yichai. Is that the Gemara? Kol shahu l'may chazia. What's the use of a binyan kol shu? Like, why is that called a melocha? You can't use it, it's not choshev. So Taya speaks out, like, daf kohoche itzuch lefrushe. Only by binyan, the Gemara asks, what can you use for kol shu? The heavy kabasa mishkan mishun lechoshev binyan kol shu. Because it's a svara, like, what can you use? What can you do with this small binyan of a kolshu? So today's Abimoytzi Itran and Popolis. Kolshu is a svara hudu mechayiv. But that we had before by Melechas Haitzor. Certain things you chayiv for kolshu, that's a svara you chayiv for kolshu. We understand it's usable. But here the shalos by binyan, what use do you have from a kolshu? And the Gemara Amri Rabbi Yimya, Shekein Oni Chayfe Guma Latzniya Bo Prutotos. It's an Oni, a small person wants to hide his small prutot that he has. So he digs a little hole to put the pruter in. So it makes a very small hole, that's a small binyan. So tomorrow, the kavosa gabi mishkan, the same thing in the mishkan we had. Shekein toifer urias, people that sewed the urias, the curtains, choifrin guma, they used to dig a small hole, latsniya bo machtahim. They would hide there their needles. So it's useful, a very small hole that you can hide a needle, it's called a binyan. So tomorrow, Abaye Roma, Kivan de Mishtaki Loyavi Hochi. What do you mean? People don't hide the needles in the ground. They'll get the room. They'll come rusty. Like Rashi said, the Mishtaki Malin Chaluda Hamachtin. So nobody hides the needles in the ground. Elozok de Baye Pshatish can only oisa pitpute kiro ketano, and only makes a small kiro, small stove-like with legs, that the legs he puts into the ground, lishvesele kedera ketano, to put on top of it a small kedera. So he makes very small holes in the ground to put the legs of this kiro. The kavose gabi mishkan, the same thing was done at the mishkan, mevashle samonim, they used to cook up the samonim, the dye, litzvoye urias, to dye the wool for the urias. She chasoira malachton, oisin pitpute kiro ketano.
Even though the chur they worked with a lot, they used to do a lot of wool at a time to know how to make a lot of ureas. But sometimes, even after they finished, they didn't have enough. So since they're a little bit short for a little bit more than how to do, they'd only make a small kira. So this small oven light, they'd only have small legs for it, and they'll make a small hole in the ground to put the leg. So with a kol shoe, it's roy to be used. It's not a good shot. Ain't anias but makam ashiris. Avada in the base of Migdish, there was no anias, like they weren't stingy. So when they made the malacha for the Mishkan, when they first dyed the wool, they dyed plenty of extra wool. There was no shal, there'd be some missing, and you'll have to make a small kira to dye the small amount of wool left over. Trashi pipute ragle kira, kimin kli barzel, shekirun yamamidim akira shacheris. They didn't have enough dyed wool, they'll dye some more. Shetimtsum utsemets v'yosun, they made exactly, and they didn't have enough. And the Gemara, that he says, Ein anias v'mokam ashiris, l'yosu dove betimtsum, elohocha mitchilosun dayim v'yosun, v'adim mitchilu, they dyed enough wool at one shot, and they only then, at that time, used big yaris, big kiris, so that there wasn't a binyan kolshu, it was a nice sized binyan. What purpose, what use do we have from a small binyan, and where was it in the Mishkan? Yeah. But the only makes for the small kiras, that after makes the hole in the ground. It could be the legs itself was a very small leg. That's called like a binyan kosher, was making a small leg for his small kira. But that's right, the Gemara in the Mishkan, they didn't have that ein anias b'makam ashiris. You don't have poor b'makam rich. As b'makam the ashiris or the base of Mikdash, or the Mishkan, they made enough. Elazar to Gemara, Shekain Bala Bayi Shiyeshle Neke Bibirosei. Pasha Gret, if somebody has a hole in his wall, in his house, he has a house, and the wall is a little hole. The Saisma, and he fills it up. That's called a Binyan Kolshu. The Kavosa Gabi Mishkan, the same thing was done in the Mishkan. Shekain Keresh, if he had one of the boards, the beams of the Mishkan. Shenofla Boydarn, an ant, a worm ate up and made a hole there. Matif Le Toichan Aver, they put lead inside the hole. The Saisma, and they were Saisma the hole. So with this little binyan, yichayev, it was done in the Mishkan. Shashi b'virasa means b'ira no, you have a nice house. Shoeicha v'sheichev, makbed achul kotin, you makbed not to have even a small hole in the wall. Shaboy imagunahu, besides to have a tit, you'll fill it up with tit, that's called binyan. The same thing in the Mishkan, if darna talas, if the worms made a hole in the karashim, you'd fill it up with a lid. So that's the case of a binyan kolshu, and yichayev on Shabbos for the smallest amount of binyan. So the Mar Amar Shmuel, Ha Mitzadeh Deso Evin. Somebody's Mitzadeh means he fixes, puts in place a brick. When the building, the first brick you put on the floor, you have to put it down tight and mix this, move it around a little bit till it's in place. So if you're Mitzadeh, you move it around till it gets in place, Yichayev. Trashi Ha Mitzadeh Deso Evin. Moishiva or Mitzadeh Do. You move it around. Ashe Mishyasheves Pekarkois Yisayet HaBinyin Yofer. Until it gets stuck for the yisoid, for the foundation, very good. You're like putting it down on the ground and making it in place. It's chayiv. And the chiddush is, even though you're not putting any cement, you're just putting in place these bricks on the floor, for that you chayiv have a boiner, kol shu. The yesh mekayom came below tit. Some people leave their bricks this way without cement. That's why it's called the binyan kolshu. That was Shmuel's chiddush. For the Gemara Meisva, I have a kasher on you. Shteit echod nois nes neven. Heaven. When they're building a brick wall, if somebody comes and puts the bricks in place, the echod nois nes atit, and a second person comes on Shabbos and puts the cement on the bricks, is hanois nes atit chayiv. Only the person that put the cement, that's called the binyan. Mashenka, the person that just put the bricks in place without cement, he's taught it's not called the binyan. So how does Shmuel say if he just put the bricks in place, Shechayiv? Here it says that you have to put cement to be Mechayiv. For the Gemara of the time, if you ask Nestira, aim a sefer, look at the sefer of this halacha. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, v'yafilo helo, v'haniach agabe dimus shelavonim chayiv. If after you build the wall of bricks, the top row now, it's called like the Dima Shalavonim, you just put the bricks in place on the top of the wall, you chayiv for that. Mashm, even without any tidud, without even putting it down in place, moving it around, without even cement, just putting the bricks on top of the wall, for that alone you chayiv. Trashi Dimasim means Sherish Avnei Chayma. That if you have a wall of bricks and put one on top, you chayiv. Alma b'hanocha b'alma chayiv. But this is the most biggest chiddush. Just putting the brick down without even moving it in place, chayiv. If you feel light to it, Mr. Rashi, feel you didn't move it around. If you have the with Shmuel, this is a bigger chiddush than Shmuel. So what's the pshat? So the Gemara goes like this: El tlosa binyan and heavy. There are three different stages and three different ways of building a brick wall. Titoi mitzioi viloi. There's the bottom foundation. There's the middle bricks and there's the top brick. Tisoi the bottom foundation boy tzedude the ofra. You just have to put it in place in the ground. You don't have to cement it down there, but the bottom foundation needs tzedud. You have to move it in place there. So if you do that, you chayiv. Mitzia, once you have the foundation, the next rose of the wall itself is boy na mitina. The wall itself about needs cement. So the second row, like in there up, you only chayiv if you put it down with cement. But just putting the brick down alone, you put it. It's not a derech binyan that way. It's not mekayim that way. Eloi, but when you finish the wall and just want to put one more brick for the top, b'hanocha b'yalma. That's a derech just to make hanocha without a tzidud and without a tina, tit. Just putting it there, yichayiv. Trashiel lav kushet tlosa binyonihu. There are three different ways of building. Tisoy means yisoy dachoyim tachtiyos shemashiv and avodam aloritz b'loy tit. It's enough just for today. You just push it in place. The offer kol atzmoy anywhere letzadei des evin. The offer the dust there is just to put the evin in the right place. She teishev b'shover. The reason why you use dirt there is just to make sure it's a plane. It's b'shover. It's flat. For letita lekan lekan, it shouldn't be moved or slanty one way or the other. The offer savvlo l'saimcha. That's what Shmuel's talking about. The rest of the wall, you need dafka cement. That's why the Brice is a dafka cement. And the safer the Brice, loyi dimusel you in the top layer, shein agav of oidimus. You have nothing on top of that. Ain't no chesius im noitev. We don't care if the oven moves a little bit. There's nothing on top of that. It's enough just to leave it there. Yeah, but who mills the Rav Yosi? That's Rav Yosi's halacha. The Gemara writer, Pia Mesosas. For the Gemara, Mesosas Mishuma Mechayiv. As Rashi in the Mishnah says, Mesosas means if they have the stone that came out of the mountain, now you either smooth down the stone, or else you make it squared. But you do something to make the stone like into a brick that you could use it now. What's the Yav Malacha? What does the Mishnah say Chayiv for? Rav Omer Mishum Boina. Rav holds us called the Binyan. Like you're fixing up this kli legamri into a kli yechayiv. Shmuel lama mishum makavapatish. Shmuel says no. It's the only chayiv for the melechas makavapatish. You're like finishing off a brick. It's said you did the last hit to make this brick into a brick. So chur the machleikis says that this chashiv enough of a binyan or not. His Rav holds this is enough of a binyan. It's called he created something new. When he created something new, avada the melecha ikum melecha is binyan. Shmuel says this is not called created something new. The brick, the stone was here before. He's just smoothing it down. So it's not a chosh of a maisa smoothing it down to make it into a binyan. Therefore, you only chay to mak of a patish. That's how Shmuel. Weiter, hoise neke belul shotana gerlim. You have a chicken coop that the chicken lived there, and now you make a hole inside the chicken house. Is rav ome mishum boina. You chay mishum boina. It's called you made like a chicken. You fixed up the chicken house. Rashi, why you chay mishum boina? Mishum. It says lul shaltan agurlim shal eitzu. You have a one made out of wood. V'sosim. There's no holes in it. Or menak foy. And now you make a hole in this chicken coop. Shiyotze hareyach shal tsoyev lo yazik lo. You want like the bad odor to get out of there, not to be mazik the chickens. That's why you're doing it. So the same machlokes. Rav says Yechayim Mishum Boina Mash Mitzachosheva Melocha. It's called a binyan. Or Shmolom It's only Mishum Makav Patish. It's called like you're finishing off the chicken coop, but it's not enough to Mechayiv Mishum Binyan. Weiter, another case is Ayil Shufta. You put a nail B'Kofina Demora on the handle of a hammer. Like you have the handle of the hammer that goes through the metal piece on top, like our hammers. You bang a nail on the top of it to hold the metal in place. Like that widens the grip of the wood that goes through the metal piece of the hammer, and it tightens it. So if you put the peg on the top of the hammer to tighten it, it's a machlokes. Rav Omer Mishum Boina, Yechayiv Mishum Boina. Or Shmuel Omer Mishum Makav Patish, Yoni Chayiv Mishum Makav Patish here. So tomorrow tzrich, I need all these three machloikis in. The yashmin and kamaisa, if I don't hear the first machloikis, and by misosas, we're smoothing down a stone or squaring it out. V'hi kama rav, mishum b'derech binyan b'kach. I'll call upon him, you're fixing a stone now to build with. So since it's a derech binyan to build with stones, that's why yachai mishum binyan. Avaloi seneke, b'lul shotan agrelim. But the second case, we are yoni making a hole in a chicken coop. That's not the way you build. You don't build by making holes. Is a model and the Shmuel that this mice is not a choshev, a mice to give it a shame like you created something. It's not called a binyan. Therefore, Yoni Chaim, Mishum Makrapatish, Kamashma, no. Rab holes even by just making a hole through a chicken coop, Yosu Chayiv. The Yashmin and Behor, these two cases, the second case of chicken coop, Bokoma Rav, Mishum the Domil Binyan, the Avid Eli Avira. I call upon him, it's doimed like making a window on your house. What do you make a window for? To let fresh air come in, let the old air go out. You see what in here also, since you're making a hole in the chicken coop that the bad air should go out, it's doimed to binyan. Avul shufta b'kafina demora. When you just put a peg and nail on the top of the handle of the hammer where it goes through the metal, the end derech binyan mekach, it's not derech binyan like that, is a memoidel and lishmuel that you be potter kamash malon. That Rav holds all these three cases is doimet to binyan and yichayiv. The more we yashmina ba, let us just say the last chiddush that's called binyan according to Shmuel. I would say then, only by putting the nail through the hammer, that's not a derech binyan. There Shmuel says yoni chayiv amak bepatish. Avo b'hanech tati, but in the first two cases, ain't a moida le Rav that Shmuel would be moida by making a hole through the chicken coop, or else by mesasa squaring out the stones. That's a derech binyan, you would be chayim mishun binyan, it's tzricha. That's why I need both cases to tell me the machlekes, Rav and Shmuel. So the chur, the son of the machlekes says, to be chayim for binyan, it has to be a derech binyan, and a choshev oiftu. You're doing something here, you're creating something new, that's binyan. These three cases, you're not creating so much new. So Shmuel said, it's only kibi chayim mishun makanapatish. Agav, Tosis here, is the kasha. Hayman the yayel shufta, the kafina, the rabba machayim mishun binyan. So he says, the Afagav, the Kaimlan, and Binyan Bekalim. The Chur, it's Shver, we hold, there's a cloud. There's no Binyan Bekalim. So Chur, why are you Chayef fixing up the hammer? I am Binyan Bekalim. On my read, this Taisashita. Dino Davka, Bachazoras, bought the treason. Or the Menorah Shachuyis. We have a Menorah made out of pieces. And you start putting the pieces back together again. There's no Binyan Bekalim. Our Binyan, Gomer, Machayev Bekalim, Kamoy Bekaka. This is Tosfos Yisoid. That when you're doing a binyan gomer, a complete good binyan, you chayiv even by kelim. That's why I held Tosfos. Rashi, hold on like that. Rashi holds there's no binyan by kelim. So you have to know why here you'd be mechayiv. Could be that's good for Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, whether it's shayach binyan by kelim or not. In Loch, we hold like Shmuel, Yoni chayiv mishum makel patish, so that because there's no issa binyan by kelim. So tomorrow, boy minei Rav Nosson Baroishim Rav Yechon. As you know, Rabbi Yishai is the shalom from Rabbi Yechonin. Misases mishum ha-mechayiv. The Mishnah says there's a melocha of misases yichayiv. What's the melocha? Ach vulei, he answered him back. Ach vulei biyodi. Showed him with his finger. Mishum makrapatish. To show him, you should know the melocha is makrapatish. I go nan tnan for the gemara kasha. The Mishnah says ha-misases. Mashmina is one melocha. And then the Mishnah says via makrapatish. Mashmina two separate melochas. Sechur masma misases is like binyan. Like we had before, the churut zaraya to Rav, that Rav says yichayim mishum binyan. And the Gemara name, oima hamesases hamakav apatish. Tells one pshat. Rashi vokikomer hamesases shuchayim mishum makav apatish chayim bekolshu. The Mishnah is also explaining what's the malach of mesases like Shmuel. It's only mishum makav apatish because this is not a chosh mibinyan, not chayim mishum binyan. The Gemara toshma, come now bring your raya to this machlokes Rav and Shmuel. The Mishnah says, HaKoydech Kolshu is Chayiv. HaKoydech means you make a hole in the wall, so for a small hole, you Chayiv. Shrashi, V'chol HaKoydech really is Amanas L'malish. You're making a hole, Amanas to fill it up soon. Litkoye Bo Yesed, you want to put a peg in the place, you want to put a nail there, so first you make a hole, then you put the peg in. V'shalei L'malish is Kori Noike, but you don't plan to fill it up, just to leave the hole, an open hole is usually called a Noike, a Stama hole. So the Mishnah says, for Koydech Yechayiv. Smar, Vishleim the Rav, Vishleim according to Rav that says, if you make a hole in the chicken coop, Yechayiv, is Mechse Kaman Dechar Churta LeBinyona. It looks as if you're making a hole now to make a binyan. That's why Yechayiv. So Rashi Bishleim Malarav Duyama Nekev Heavy Binyan. If you make a hole in the chicken coop, that's called a binyan. Is Hainami Binyanhu. Who adin kodech means making a hole in the wall to fill it up with a peg soon, but just making the hole right now is also called a binyan. V'yafa pishim aleno zatrashi, haray hoya le binyan shakadech achur. A call point, if you're making the hole in the wall, it's called you helped, you did something, that now you can finish it off by putting the peg in. But making a hole is called a melechas binyan. So according to Rav, it's good kodech is called binyan, because just making a hole in the wall is called a binyan according to Rav. Ela lishmuel, but according to Shmuel, that learns if you make a hole through the chicken coop, you only chay mishumak b'patish, but as binyan yepoter. For the Gemara here, lav gemar malachu. By making a hole in the wall in order to put a peg, making the hole is not the gemar malachon, because you have not to put a peg in there. You making the hole by itself is not the gemar malacha. So how come you chayiv here? To make a hole in the chicken coop, yechayiv, because that's makav patish. That's the end of the chicken. That's finishing off the chicken coop. Avul zeh shem elistoyim, but here you're making a hole in the wall. I'm not to put a peg in there. Lav gemar malacha. That's not considered the gemar malacha. And the Gemara hocha b'mayaskinon. You know what the case of kodesh is chayiv in the Mishnah? The bezia beramtza de parzala. You, how do you make the hole? You knock a peg straight into the wall. V'shafke begavei, and you leave the peg in the wall. Tahainu gemar malacha, and echlami, that's the gemar malacha. He's putting a peg into the wall, that's gemar malacha. And echlami, it's not a choshev binyan. You didn't create anything new. But I call upon him, Yechai Mishamak Vapadish. Trashi Baramza the Parzala. Bimisam near Oruch. You have a long, like needle, a nail. Shel Barzal, a long metal nail. Vishavka Begavei. Litleshbo. You like bang a nail in the wall, and you let the nail stay in the wall. What purpose? To hang. You use it for hanger. You want to hang your coat up. You hang your hat on the nail. So putting the nail into the wall, that's a Issa Binyan. So here Shmuel's also maskim. I mean, here Shmuel holds it's not our binyan, but here it's called makav patish because you finished what you wanted to do. But the Mishnah says zeh klal something that's miskayim. So the Gemara zeh klal asuya mai. What's the chiddush of davar hamiskayim? So the Gemara asuya dechak kapiza bekava. I mean, you had a big piece of wood, a solid piece of wood, and you hollowed out the small measurement called a kapiza. And you can use now this wood as a measuring cup for a kapiza. It has the size of a kapiza. But really, the wood itself is big and thick that you could have hollowed it out to make a bigger size, to make the size of a kavo. So I would think that now that you only did the kapiza, it's not miskayim, you're going to mistam hollow it out further to make a bigger cup, to make a big measuring cup. Kamashma, no. If you leave it with the smallest shear, even though there is size enough in this wood to hollow it out more, but the way it is now, it's useful, and we'll say yechayiv. Shrashi, techak kapiza bekaba, the goylim godel, a goylim means a solid piece of wood. Haroya lechakak boy kab. That's right to hollow out the measurement of a kav. Chokak shalish lugin. You only hacked out the size of gimel lugin. V'avapi shosad lohosif yeshem akayim akayin. Even though there's enough shear to make it bigger, but without some people leave it the way it is, for this alone yichayif. Right, the Mishnah ends off with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Eimer. Ha'makir berkunas halasadin. If you bang your hammer on the flat piece of metal, for that yichayif. For the Gemara Maikovit, what are you doing? So we're not talking about you finishing off the kli. And the hammer itself was finished before, like you're using the hammer. So what's the malacha now by banging the hammer on a flat piece of metal? The more rabbi of Rabbi Yosef, Dar Matavayu, Mifnei Shema Menes Yodei. Hey, Spaistam, banging the hammer, you like get in practice. Your mom and you practice your hand to know how to bang well. So like you're learning how to bang. So for learning how to bang, that's the malacha. Fred Gemara, Koshu Bo B'nei Rachbo. That's so, just for learning, to getting used to doing a malacha. It's a malacha of a zoi chaza umnesa, b'shabbat, if someone's walking in the street, and sees an umin, sees a carpenter building on Shabbos. The gomar, when the person just learns by watching him build, he's learning how to build. His hachinami de mechayiv, you want to tell me just for learning how to do it, he's chayiv. Like, what are you saying here? Just because he bangs his hand on the flat piece of metal, so he gets used to banging with a hammer, that's a malacha. He didn't do anything. He didn't create anything, though. What should be the malacha? Elo zog the Gemara, Abaye v'rova d'yamr tavayu, both Abaye v'rova say, shekei meradadei tase mishkon. In the mishkon, when they used to beat down the metal plates for the mishkon, they used to bang it down with a hammer. Oisin came. That they used to do this way. That means while they were banging down the metal to make it smooth, the hammer would get out of shape, and more the hammer would become bumpy. So you want to smooth out the hammer, you would knock the hammer down on a smooth piece of metal to smooth out the hammer. So that's like a type of a gemar malacha to the hammer. So the Maratani Nami Hochi, we have a Shimon Gamliel Leimer, Af Hamaker Bakunis Alasad, and you take your hammer that has bumps on it and bang it down on a smooth piece of metal. Bishas Malacha, while you're working, is Chayiv. So that's a type of a Gemar Malacha, Makam Patish, that you're finishing up the hammer. Which just is a Chiddush, though. The Tanakama dings and say no. Since the hammer was already finished and usable, just now while you're using it, you get bumps on the top of the hammer. So you want to smooth out the bumps, that wouldn't be Makam Patish. Rav Shingon Yol says yes. Without now you're using it, and now it, you can't use it anymore, because the front became not smooth, it has bumps. If you smooth out the bumps, that's again called Makam Patish. And he feels like the Braisa, Shekein Mardadei, Tasei Mishkon Oisin Kein. Because when they're doing working with the Mishkon, to smooth out the metal pieces, they also used to beat the hammer on a smooth piece of metal, to smooth out the hammer while they were working. Trashi, Maimin Yodai, Margilu, Mechavon, Laako, Haruya. The half minute was you get used to banging with a hammer. Limlocha makadoilo and makatana. Rather than tas the mishkon, the sefer kroshim, moisin kain, makin gimol al tas, viachas al sadden, three times they'd bang to smooth out the metal for the mishkon, and then one time they would bang lahakla kakurnus to smooth out the hammer itself. Shlo yifkaya hatas, it shouldn't break or bust the tas. Shudak. Ubali matbeim kamena risi yosim kain. I just saw that they're making matbeis in this place. Also, they did like this. After they finished banging a few times, they would bang one more time to smooth out the hammer itself. There's like the Mishnah. Ha chayrish kol shu. If you make a chayrish, you plow on the kark on Shabbos, you chay for a kol shu. Ha menachish. Vaha mekarsem via mezare, there's also kol shu chayiv. Even a little bit that you do, it's also chayiv. Now, menachish means you're pulling out the bad roots. So it's made of a type of a zuria. You're making the plant grow better. By pulling out the bad roots, hamenachish, you're making it grow better. V'yamakarsim zetrashi, koytes anofim yveshim. Not the roots, but the branches. You have dried out branches on the tree, and you're pulling off the dried out branches, menilin lasaknoi, to make the tree grow better. So that's also meloch of zuria. You're making it grow better. V'yamazared, Strashi Zadim means Lachem Chadoshim, Shoshana, even the new fresh branches that grow out. But you have too many of them. Shoshana Zu, Pomim Shem Rubim, there's too much. O Machishim Ilan, it makes the Ilan too heavy, it's going to die. O Mesiavshin, it'll make it dry up. The Koitsanaitsim Imenu, mainly you cut off a lot of the new branches so the tree should grow well. So they're all, these are all ways of being, of Mimisakin the tree. So it's a type of a Zriya, Yechai for Kolshu. If you pick off eitzim, you like rip off wood off the tree. Im lesaken kolshu. If you cover on for pulling off the branches, it's a mesaken the tree. So it goes b'chal zriya yechay for kolshu. Or bim lehesek, if you're pulling off the branches to use the wood to burn with, then how much wood are you chay for pulling off? Kadei levashu beit tekalam. And not enough wood to make a fire to cook a small chicken egg. Hamalaket asovim. If you're pulling off asovim grass. Im lesakein kolshu, if you be mesakein to make the rest of it grow good, so even for kolshu it's bechlal zriya. In the behema, but if you're pulling off the grass so that the behema should eat it, kamole piagdi. Then you need the mouthful of a kid's mouthful. Trashi, im lesakein es ilon, oyes akarka vakotsu min amechuber. Then you chai for kolshu, kotsu bechlal zriya. Mashenkin, if you're pulling off the branches to use it for burning, for wood, for fire, then to gregus trashi mi beitzat anagirlish, she. You need in order to cook up a gregarious size of a nice chicken egg, that's the easiest egg to be cooked. So at the Gemara, Lamai Chazi. If you make a Harisha, why you chayiv? What's a kosher chazi for? What's a roi for? And at the Gemara, Lebizro de Kro. You could put a seed, a pumpkin seed, in the small hole. The Kavosa Gavi Mishkan, Shekin Roy, Laklach, Echod, Shel Samonim. And the Mishkan also, it was roi for a stalk that they used to use vegetable diet to diet with.
kaita hamanachesh v'amakarsim v'amazarid. Tana rabbonin ha'toilish ulshin. Somebody pukes out in dives. Or else v'amazarid zardin. You pull out these green shoots. Im lachil, if you're pulling it off to eat it, is kegregus. Then you need the shear to mechayif for gregus, that's shear achila. In the behemah, if you're pulling off these endives or these greens for the behemah teed, kamola piagdi. It's enough to pull off that you put a mouthful of a behemah. In lehesek, if you're doing it to burn with, to make fire with, they lavasha beisakala. Im leyafas as a kark, if the reason why you're pulling off these endives or these greens is to make the karka look nice, then kolshein. Then it's chayef kolshu as bechlal zriyim. For the Gemara, oto kulu loy leyafas as a karka, then no. Isn't all of these things, the mele making the karka look nice? Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, the Amatavai, the Biagam Shonu. We're talking about Nagam in a swamp where it doesn't make the swamp look nice anyway. Now, by your own name, I feel the same of Besoda. The Lav Agam is talking about a regular karka that does make it look nice. But we're going to lay mechavin. By pulling off these greens, you're not mechavin to make it look nice. For the Gemara of Rabbayev, Rabbi Dharma Tavayev, Moedir Rabbi Shimon, Psik Reisha, Lo Yomis. What do you mean you're not mechavim? But Psik Reisha, by pulling off these extra greens that are growing there, Lamaisi, you're making the karka look nice. It's a chai mishum zriya, mishum to'a chayvish. The Mola Tzricha, the Kovit, Biyara, the Chavrin. It's not in your karka. It's in somebody else's karka. So Rashi learns, Le'ichpas, Le'liyapas. So Mela, when is the psik reisha chayiv? When you nichle, when you want it to happen. But here that you don't want it to happen, you don't care if it happens, blies like a psik reisha le nichle, psik reisha le nichle.